Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Forbes 400. Yes.
You make it this
finally,
year?
I didn't. I mean, it's this is the time of year I wait for every year, just to, you know, on the edge of my seat.
I a billionaire? And not even, I don't even look at what my actual realistic financial situation is. I go, are they going to say I'm a billionaire this year? Because I'm pretty sure that's how it works. If Mark Zuckerberg lost $8 billion yesterday, what does this all mean? What is it exactly? What is the money?
I have been seeding that story with calls from a anonymous source named Tack O'Frien. And
Taco Fryan.
And yeah,
it didn't work out.
As Cola Scola said on Las Culturistas, my personal finances are none of my business. but I'm Jack, and hey, you're Miles.
Both not billionaires.
Neither nor, unfortunately.
Or on the 400s list, the Forbes 400
list. Some bullshit.
But we're not alone.
Yeah. So we are exactly as on the Forbes 400 list as Donald Trump is.
Yep. Oof. He didn't make it. I bet this shit hurts his fucking greedy ass. First time in 25 years, he didn't make this billionaire's circle jerk list. And I can only imagine, you know, he was one of those billionaires who didn't have a whole industry to exploit like all the other people, I'm sure, who leapfrogged ahead of him as a result of like the last year and a half or so of pandemic.
He really fumbled the bag as the first billionaire to become the president. You'd think that he would have been able to capitalize on that. A real heartless ass capitalistic billionaire would have been able to do something.
Right. But, he would have seeded some like benevolent program that ultimately like he already was cornering with an industry, and he's like, oh, that's crazy. All Trump brand solar panels are being used now.
Huh. All right. Yeah. Bloomberg would have really been raking it in by now if he had gotten elected in 2016.
Yeah. I could also imagine him being like, you didn't look at all the money that I've raised through contributions and donations from my followers. That's in my bank account. That should count because I use it as my own money.
I mean, That's kind of true. Did they not count
that?
Where's
his grift cash?
Yeah, the grift.
He's like, where's my grift cash? I'm in there, baby.
I mean, if Forbes was a well-run editorial institution, they would have a list of like the most successful grifters, like guest edited by Lacey Mosley, and just you know, the biggest hauls this year, and just shameless ripping off of others. Anyways, Forbes, this is what I'm going to say. Forbes, step your game up. Donald Trump needs to be on there. Come on. Leave the poor man alone.
On Forbes, they said his refusal to divest essentially cost him $2 billion.
Oh, wow. From his own...
Yeah, because probably because his brand became so toxic. I don't even know. I mean, his name's still attached. Whatever. Who gives a shit? Tax these people until their eyes bleed.
Yes. This should be the Forbes list of 400 people who should have 98% of their money taken away from them. Mm-hmm. And they would still have generational wealth. Let's talk about generational and talk about Pau Gasol.
Pau Gasol, you know, generational Spanish basketball talent.
His parents wanted him to be a doctor. He thought he was going to be a doctor. And then he was like, he woke up one day and he was fucking sick at basketball.
9 feet tall. little soft in the post sometimes because he's had big games. And I don't always agree with that description of him.
Soft in the post, but also a soft touch around the rim.
Soft touch. And great, those hands, the way he would dish the ball. We were playing the Lakers were playing so different when Pau Gasol came in that first season. Like, you're like, oh, this guy passes the ball like how Spaniards pass, like, the football. Like, tiki-taka. Like, tiki-taka. Boom, you got it. I'm shifting it immediately. No time spent. I'm keeping the ball moving, baby. Pau, love you, baby. Thank you for your service.
Anyways, Urban Meyer is trending. I'm not totally sure, like, why this story has taken on the life that it has.
The one with him, like, just daggering that woman in the club?
Yeah.
That's what we call it in the islands, daggering. It's that kind of dancing where you are grinding.
Yeah, I guess that is what is going on. It is, like, pretty embarrassing. I know he was a very successful college coach who retired to spend more time with his family and then immediately would like take another job and then would retire to spend more time with his family. I'm wondering if it was just a thing where people like kind of always sensed he was full of shit on the family thing. And then this is like the first chance that they got to kind of pile on. But it's really, people are really, the story is a big deal. To the point that, you know, like I feel like Sean, what's the coach for the Saints who's like beloved?
Sean Payton.
He's like been out partying, caught out partying, but I guess he like didn't you know, sell himself necessarily as a family man or you know, I'm not totally sure why, but the Urban Meyer thing, he had to like apologize to his team and then the team owner was like, not good enough. And then, like,
right,
you know, Stephen A. Smith was like, this guy's a joke. You know, he's 0-4 at the beginning of the season. I think people really like to see a cocky college coach come into the pro level and just get fucking rolled. And I think that's what's happening. And people sense blood in the water. But this is not to defend him or say it's not a great a great video. It's just interesting what people choose to fixate on.
Yeah, I just don't care. I was more offended by how bad the dancing was.
Yeah, I mean, happening. It looks
like a dog, like,
humping,
taking a shit or hump. Yeah. You know how, like, dogs arch their back when they take a dump?
Yeah.
It's like, that's what his back, torso, hip situation is. It's very wild. Someone, NFL memes tweeted, it said, Urban Meyer continues to make terrible decisions when it comes to tight ends, and it's Aaron Hernandez, Tim Tebow, then that woman that he's dancing with. You're like, okay.
And it's funny because he did an apology based on that first video where he is like, and you know, I was just sitting there and people were dancing up on me, which is like, that's clearly not what's happening there.
Right.
And but then there's like another video where he's like groping that same patron, it would appear.
Yikes.
So now, you know, we gotta do the rounds again, Urban. Gotta apologize to the fam, the team. But it is wild that the owner was... I feel like his job might be on shaky footing because the owner immediately came out and was like, this is a disgrace.
Which, right.
I feel like in other circumstances, he'd be like, no, it's a nothing burger. We're just focused on the game.
I mean, which is funny because like there are like sex offenders who play in the league still.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then you're like, this man grinding and groping. Like, yeah. But you're going to keep these other people in the game. What a complicated game it is.
Yeah. I think people just don't like Urban Meyer. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back. And there's a couple of music lists that are out that are making the rounds. Rolling Stone ranked the 500 best songs of all time back in September, which they do frequently. But this is, I think, the first time that they've done it in a while. And they took a fresh look and Bob Dylan's Rolling Stone is no longer number 1 through 5. So right. They didn't even make number 1. They've got
what's the Respect. Top 5?
So, all right, I'll give it to you. Ready? Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Okay.
Find out what it means to me, Miles. Mm-hmm. By Aretha Franklin. You got your Public Enemy, Fight the Power at number 2. Sam Cooke, A Change is Gonna Come at number 3. Bob Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone at number 4. And then Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit at number 5. Bob Dylan. Yeah.
So, why isn't House of Balloons there?
You know, that's what I'm asking.
Number one,
House of Balloons. Number 2, The Morning. Number 3, just give me the track listing of the first one. of the songs from our lifetime that made the top 500, just count, going back from number 1, you've got your Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On at number 8. You've got your Hey Ya at number 10, even though I feel like that song is more famous for being like just played to death at this point than it is famous.
Yeah.
For, although but it's I still love great. It still. It's still good.
Yeah,
still Beyonce, Crazy in Love at number 16. Okay. Purple Rain, which is not from your lifetime, but it is from my lifetime, at number something. Robin, Dancing on My Own. I like that. Give Robin a little love.
I think it's quite literally just within my lifetime.
Are you 84?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I was there, bro. I was there. When Prince and the fucking Revolution dropped Purple Rain on our asses.
They were talking about your birth. That was the inspiration.
Yeah, the doctors were concerned about the amniotic fluid.
Kanye at number 25 with Runaway. So, all right. I don't hate that. That's probably not my favorite Kanye song, but it's a...
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's like you get, these lists are really... I get it, but I've ceased to be outraged by them because I'm like, it's not... I'm working on it in therapy to not be outraged by them.
And then Pitchfork released a list of 19 albums that they... said they got wrong the first time around, which is for Pitchfork heads.
Like where they're really going, like, we really lowballed these people.
Either or. They gave some lowballs and some, you know, we gave this one too much credit, including...
Oh, Foxygen, they took a hammering, and so did Grimes.
So did Big Boy's first solo album.
Sir Lucius Left Foot, the son of Chico Dusty?
I mean, they gave that like a super duper one of their
highest. Well, because that's why I like Pitchfork. You got to take their shit with a grain of salt because they get so hopped up on like whatever. I don't know. Like some, it just doesn't feel. I haven't trusted their rating since 2004.
Right. The Onion had a good headline. Pitchfork gives music a 6.8. just generally.
Right.
But anyways, they seem to be giving Lana Del Rey her flowers a little bit in this re-examination.
Good. I was worried about her.
I know. You were saying the other day, like, will people forget about Lana Del Rey?
Yeah.
And they dropped some Daft Punk albums and raised some other Daft Punk albums up. So,
yeah.
You know, they're
they get it. They get it.
Hey, man.
It's
they get
also
it.
Like, who gives a fuck? No one gave a shit. Like, this is just for you, Pitchfork. Yeah. Or the outraged fans who maybe, like, incessantly blow up your inboxes being like, you really got to think about random access memories again.
Right.
You really should. Because it just sort of reminds me of, like, the fucking, the Vatican being like, hey, man, we got the Holocaust wrong. You know? I'm like, y'all not, this is not that consequential where, like, I'm looking out for this. So, but... Again, very self-important. I'm sorry. Go on. This is what it reminds me of. Like,
all okay, right. And you got us. I'm sorry. What? We weren't talking to you. You got us. We did get the Holocaust wrong.
Right. Oh,
we haven't talked about that in 20 years, man. What are you talking about? We assumed.
I'm just saying we got it wrong. Should have got that one right. We didn't.
New Scream is trending because there's a new Scream coming out, baby. Yeah.
People are waiting for that trailer. They say people are speculating that we will see the, like, I guess we'll essentially be Scream 5. Or the fifth Scream film will be coming out in about a week from today. So,
oh, their trailer will. Got it.
Yeah.
People Do we know excited. Even who the cast is? Is it going to be?
Bruh, this is the one. Nev Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette, you know, they got them. Nev Campbell is coming back to play Sydney. So it's Damn. A bit of a moment for us elders who, I mean, that was date night material, bro. Go to a Scream movie.
Scream? Oh, Woo! Yeah. Scream 2 was pretty good, and then it's been diminishing returns since.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. And then plus you got Wes Craven no longer being with us on this mortal plane. So, yeah. You know.
We shall see.
Mortal plane game. All right. And Michigan is trending.
Yep.
I don't know why. I just have your notes here that says Michigan. Biden is selling his infrastructure plan.
He's got to. He's just look, this whole infrastructure, bipartisan infrastructure, the reconciliation bill, it's become such a fucking nightmare where Biden is like just only recently like, oh, right. That's my whole agenda. I might need to put a lot of weight behind this to try and get that through since that's why I'm in office now. So he's visiting Michigan, doing a lot of stuff like, come on, folks, our infrastructure used to be the best in the world. Now it looks like a spooky old theme park that no one's been to in 25 years. That's what our roads look like, folks. We took our foot off the gas, huh? And
he
I think
really
the other thing is
a spooky old theme park, did he?
No.
That's a great line, though. You should write for Joe Biden.
Yeah,
that would be like perfect
spooky
for
old
him.
Theme park America.
He just like
huh?
leaned into his his character.
Yeah, just his colloquialisms or whatever he would say. But yeah, I mean, at this point, it's just one of these things where everything in the bills are so wildly popular, but you just have all these corporate Democrats who are like, I don't know, man, this seems risky. They're like, risky to fix the roads that won't cause accidents or give people pre-K childcare or extending the child tax credit? What are you fucking saying here? And I think that's part of it, is to get in front of people to be like, gesture to all the things that like could happen to maybe put a little bit of pressure on the representative to say, hey, look, they fuck with it.
Yeah.
They get in line.
And the Republicans are just like too disciplined or like too kind of locked into Mitch McConnell's like game plan to ever break free and like back something that's this popular.
No, of course not. I mean, like the whole thing, like there's no, that's why anything, because they'll never actually advocate for a policy that helps people that aren't. And the only people that will be helped are like the business owned, like, you know, business owning class, the landed gentry, the hyper wealthy. That's where a lot of the benefits that anyone sees come from a Republican bill or, you know, set of or like their platform. Everything's about taking as much shit away from people as possible, even though it is wildly popular. That's just still, they're like, no, we don't. And I think that's the other interesting thing, is that the child tax credit is really popular with people. Like, it's saving a lot of families to have that little bit of money from that. And that's why there's like a bit of a guessing game where it's like, do people really want to come out and be like, you're against this thing that anyone with a child who's benefiting from it is gonna be like, yeah, man, get rid of that.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a all out pressure campaign. It's interesting to see where it goes. Joe Manchin now is like, I'll go to $1.9 trillion, maybe 2.2. And I think progressives and like other people who really want this other bill done, the reconciliation bill, they're like, okay, well then let's go on a list and then you say what you want to get rid of out loud for people.
Right.
Because every single thing is popular. And every single thing, if you told someone who's has a vested interest in bettering their lives, they'd be like, I see a benefit to that. We probably shouldn't do that. So, you know, let the theatrics begin. Mm.
All right. Well, those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.